Dodge Motor Cars, Heldonator, and Leonard Home Appliances present the Andrews Sisters Show with the top few branches of the week, George Gabby Hayes, Boy Willing, and the writers of the Purple Sage, Vic Schoen and his orchestra, and starring the Andrews Sisters.
Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. It started in Scranton, it's now number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania. While they're dancing, everybody's cares quickly gone. Sweet romancing, this goes on and on until the dawn. They're so carefree, gay with laughter, happy as can be. They stop to have a beer, then the crowd begins to cheer. They kiss, and then they start to kiss again. Strike up the music, the band has begun. The Pennsylvania polka. Check out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania polka. It started in Scranton, it's now
This is Marvin Miller. I'm an announcer by trade, but at present I'm holed up on the Andrews Sisters' Dude Ranch. I've been working with the kids for years, but not until their Uncle Pete willed them this big ranch did I ever get this far out in the country. Let me tell you what happened the first day. As we arrived at the little water stop station near the ranch.
Well, kids, here we are, the wide open spaces.
And look at all the fresh air.
Gosh, just makes you want to breathe all the time.
Hey, look at the scenery. What a honey of a backdrop this would make for a theater.
Well, I'll be a ring-tailed, horn-toed if you three gals ain't the Andrews Sisters.
And I'll be a killer do it for Mamarilla if you ain't our ranch foreman, Gabby Hayes.
You're darn tootin' I am. Drove in from the ranch to fetch you gals.
It's good to know you, Gabby. I'm Maxine.
And I'm Patty.
I'm Laverne.
Well, now, I'm mighty proud to pump your paws. Well, shucks, I knowed which was which a minute I shot my eyes on you. Got your pictures all over my bunk, especially Miss Patty's. She's my pin-up gal.
Well, Gabby, where's our car? Let's get going.
Buggy's right there, Miss Maxine.
You mean we have to ride in a buggy?
Why, Miss Patty, that's one of the finest surreys in these parts.
Looks more like the surrey that the fringe fell off.
Well, I suppose you know what your Uncle Pete left you.
Why, no. What did Uncle Pete leave?
A cactus plant and a mortgage. He got stuck on both of them.
Oh, wait till the Dude Ranch gets going. It'll pay for itself. Come on, Gabby. Make this buggy move.
Yeah, this thing's slower than a Toonerville trolley.
With my high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head, I went to lose the jolly hour on the trolley and I lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell. When my heart screamed, for the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heart screamed. When he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Plop, plop, plop went the wheel. Stop, stop, stop it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
Well, that's how we arrived and started right into Dude Ranching. And then the fun began.
Marvin, have you seen Gabby around?
Well, he was over at the cook shack about an hour ago, helping to get things ready for our New Year's party tonight.
Look, if Gabby doesn't leave that cook alone and quit fussing at him, he's going to get his beard clipped with a meat cleaver.
And Gabby has such a pretty beard.
Oh, Gabby doesn't mean any harm. If he wasn't fussing at someone, why, he wouldn't be happy.
I'm going to fire that blasted cook if it's all like that. My natural life. That's what I'm going to do. I am.
Well, what's Elmo done now, Gabby?
What's he done? Why, he's been reading the fence heads a much hog meat. They're grunting in their sleep. Yet so every time they turn over in their beds, they want to sing, "Or would you rather be a pig?"
Oh, Gabby, you're stretching the truth.
Oh, I ain't another. Oh, Miss Patty, here's a telegram come in a while ago.
Oh, boy, maybe it's our first reservation for the ranch.
Hey, kids, it's from Bing Crosby. He's coming here.
Well, read it quick so we can all shout.
We'll arrive at your ranch Sunday, December 31st. Clear out a crib in the warm end of the barn. I'm going to hibernate for a spell. Signed, Bing.
December 31st? Why, that's today.
Oh, Gabby, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I'm just real pink.
You know, Gabby, things coming here will sure get our ranch off to a good start.
I can't see why the Hull Ranch has to get in an uproar over a buzzard what's got gravel in his gizzard.
My Gabby, I believe you're jealous of Bing.
Me? Jealous of him? Why, he ain't nothing but a hog collar that got lucky.
I just can't wait to hear him sing.
Yeah. His voice sounds to me like a rusty gate hinge.
Yeah. Gabby, Bing's voice is a toast of the country.
Toast of the country? Needs scraping. Why, when the cattle around here hear him sing, they're going to raise the biggest beef in history. Besides, where's he going to sleep?
Well, Gabby, I thought maybe he could share your bunk.
Well, I'd sooner sleep with a centipede. He likes horses to turn much. Let him sleep in the stable.
Oh, now you're just trying to be funny.
Well, on second thought, maybe he better not. You know, them horses mighty smart. They might stomp him to death.
If you say another word against Bing, I'm going back to the ranch house.
Oh, all right. Oh, Miss Patty.
Yes?
Suppose you and me talk about me and you, huh?
You and me?
That's what I said. Me and you.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks, Miss Patty. I'm going to come right out with it. I think you're as fine a little filly as ever I sot eyes on. And your skin is as soft as a young calf's ear.
Why, Gabby, you're nice to say things like that.
Well, I mean them. You're just as pretty as a picture. Nice frame, too. Patty.
Yes, Gabby.
Look at them two cows over there rubbing noses. Don't that make you want to do the same thing?
Does it make you want to do the same thing?
Hot ziggity, it sure does.
Then go ahead, it's your cow.
Oh, shucks, Miss Patty. Say, how about singing that song you was crooning to Marvin last night?
All right, Gabby. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, so how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you the things that you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, oh, 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 oh.
charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Are you sure this is December 31st?
It was this morning.
All this fuss over a groaner that's got sand in his craw.
Oh, if Bing would come through that door right now, I'd grab him around the neck and give him a big kiss.
Well, pucker up and brand me, my little Palomino filly.
The bar ranch.
Thanks, young uns. My, but you kids are looking as chipper as a coop full of catbirds.
Yeah. All this nonsense.
Say, what time do you have to get that beard back to Monty Woolley there?
Well, Bing, this is our foreman, Gabby Hayes.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi, Flabby.
This is an old hope I've got here. Hope. You're going to slip me some skin, ain't you?
I'll slip you some skin. I'll skin you up till your folks won't know you from a fresh hide.
Come on now, tighten your cinch there, Shaggy. Your saddles are slipping.
Oh, don't mind Gabby Bing. Hey, we'd like some attention, too.
Well, why not, Patty? You're so petite. You're like a bantam hen with a brood of baby chicks.
Oh, Bing.
And you, Maxine, you're still cute as a kitten.
Oh, Bing.
And Laverne, you're looking as fit as a plow mule.
Oh, Bing.
Yeah. City feller putting on airs.
Careful there, Pops. Your grand's grabbing the brand and iron by the hot end.
Crasby, you got too much spread. I'm going to clip your horn.
Gabby, you behave. Mr. Crosby is our guest. See, just think, kids. He's right here on our ranch. Crosby the singer.
That's me.
Crosby the actor.
That's me.
And Crosby the millionaire.
That's my brother Everett.
Say, Bing,
mm?
How did you ever make up your mind to pay us a visit?
Well, I came for my health. Or get away from Hope.
Gee, we'd like to have Bob Hope come here, up here, too. But we just don't have any place for him to sleep.
Maybe he could sleep in a Calvinator.
Can't think of a better place for an old ham. Upper shelf, right in there.
No kidding, Bing. What was your real reason for coming up?
Well, they locked the door at Santa Anita, so I became a homeless lad.
Tell us, Cross, did you ever have a horse that ran a good race?
The rest of this conversation will be conducted in a whisper.
Well, what do you know? A talking mop.
Gabby, please don't insult Mr. Crosby.
Say, so you got any good horses for sale, gals?
What do you know about good horses? The nags of yours are slower than a snail climbing a slick log.
What do you know about horses, Hedgehead?
Me, not Blaine. me that pals with Roy Rogers. Boy, I lived with Trigger.
Makes a good parlay.
Why, that burned tenderfoot trying to talk to me about horses. Why, that tamest horse on this ranch would throw you so high, the birds will build a nest in your hair before you light.
Be pretty drafty up there. Gabby, you couldn't ride anything wilder in a wheelchair.
Why, you dad blessed.
Give me room, gals. Give me room here. I'll turn you every way but loose. Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't send me in.
Let me ride to the wide open country that I love.
Don't fence me in.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Cause I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me.
Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
Da-dum-bum-bum-bum. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. And I can't look at harbors and
it's certainly great to be out in the West, where there's never a discouraging word.
Oh, yes, where there's never a discouraging word.
By the way, Crosby.
Oh. Crosby?
That was Frankie Sinatra.
That's a discouraging word.
Now, look, boys, you're going to have to quit fussing with each other. It's New Year's Eve, and we have a big party to look forward to, so please, let's be friendly.
All right, Patty, I agree. Gabby, old man, let's call off the dogs. I've only been fooling. Truthfully, Gabby, I admire you a lot.
Well, now, that's right nice of you, Bing. Tell you the truth, I've always admired you a lot, in spite of your singing.
Hey, everybody, we just got an important message from the government.
Well, come on, let's tell all our neighbors.
Well, it's about the Merchant Marine. Listen, they need 43,000 experienced seamen during the next 12 months. The need is especially urgent for experienced mates, engineers of all classes, able-bodied seamen, firemen, oilers, water tenders, radio telegraphers, cooks, and bakers. And they'll take the last three, that's radio telegraphers, cooks, and bakers, without previous sea experience.
If we're going to keep our armies supplied and our casualties down, we've got to fill the Merchant Marine quota. Wherever possible, let every experienced merchant seaman who is now working on land return to the sea.
See, Bing, I'd like to hear you make a speech.
Well, then gather around, kid, because I got a sermon right here.
Stand by. Love, girl.
I love yours,
love
too, friend.
Got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate his laughing mind, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accent Accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, do not mess with Mr. In-Between. Do you hear me?
Of the negative and an accent on the positive.
Gather round me, children, if you're willing, and sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right.
You gotta accentuate the positive feeling, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
You got to spread joy
up to the maximum.
Bring gloom
down to the minimum.
Otherwise, I'm liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate,
we'll demonstrate
my last remark.
The floor is yours.
What did they say?
What did they say?
Say when everything looks so dark. Man, they say we did a
New Year's Eve. Out here on the 8th of the Bar Ranch, we're all gathered before a huge fireplace. We're going to listen to the Riders of the Purple Sage sing one of the most beautiful songs ever written about the West.
Give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play.
Plenty mellow out here. Comfy. Makes a fella think a bit. I was thinking that in a few hours it's going to be 1945. I have some friends who'd like to be home in 1945. So have you. Fellas for whom these holidays have only meant days of blood and sweat and fire and destruction. Some days lately been a little tougher than others. They don't bleat, these boys. They do a job and they do it good. You'd be awfully proud if you could see them operate. They got a hold of something there, and they're not going to turn it loose until it's locked up. While they're out there fighting and dying, we must remember that they need us as much as we need them to make 1945 the year of victory. They need our letters to breathe hope into the dreams of home and burn in their hearts. On the battlefields, our blood is needed to fan back the flickering spark of life. And we must buy bonds and more bonds as a pledge of faith that before next New Year's Eve, the boys will be home. You're going to do something about it, aren't you?
Yeah.
neighbors, and I just want to say that we sincerely hope you folks have enjoyed our first program. To Bing Crosby, well, old Bingo knows how we feel about him for coming here to help us get our new show started. So next week, we're going to have another great guy with us, Eddie Cantor. Until then, so long, good luck, and a very happy new year from Nash Calvinator and the Andrews sisters. So please remember,
we'll be with you next Sunday afternoon.
Sponsored by Nash Calvinator, peacetime manufacturers of Nash Motor Cars, Calvinator and Leonard Home Appliances, now devoted 100% to war production, came to you from Hollywood. Bing Crosby appeared through the courtesy of the Kraft Music Hall, Gabby Hayes by courtesy of Republic Pictures. The song Don't Fence Me In is from Warner Brothers' new picture Hollywood Canteen with an all-star cast, including our own Andrews sisters. Accentuate the positive is from Bing's new Paramount release, Here Come the Waves. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
This is the Blue Network.
2 o'clock at KECA, Los Angeles.